Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Let's pray. God, I thank you for what you want to say to us as a church. God, how you're continuing to move us forward, to press us forward, to challenge us forward into the vision that you have for us. And even the dreams that you've placed inside us, God, you're waking those things up. So thank you, God, that we can walk in the fullness of what you've called us to do. Let us be, God, challenged, equipped, inspired. Let us see a revelation in what your word says today. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. So, we have been off to this amazing start this year talking about the word of God that he gave us. It's time. It's time. And we just finished our series on it's time, but that's going to be declared over our whole year. That whatever dream, whatever purpose that God has on your life, it's time for you to do something with that right now. It's not time to delay. It's not time to wait. But God is saying it's time to live on purpose and to live in your purpose and to live out the dream that he's placed in your heart. So in that spirit, I want to talk to you and start a new series today called What's Your Footprint? Say it with me one time. What's your footprint? So if I realize that it is my time and I'm supposed to make an impact, I'm supposed to do some things that are great in God and powerful upon the earth, what is my footprint? What's my reach? What does that look like? Say it one more time. What's your footprint? And so that's what I want to talk to you about. And I want to start right here in Joshua 1:3. Will you go with me to Joshua 1:3? And it says, I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on the land I have given you. Let me read it one more time. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you put your foot, you will be on land I have given you. Now, God is saying to you, and he's giving you the same promise that he's given great men and women of old. He's giving you and I the same promise that he's given other people that he has blessed, he's highly favored, he's given them platform, he's given them blessing. He's given us the same promise, the promise I'm promising you today, the same thing as I promised Moses. So today, look at yourself, point at yourself and say, I have the same promise that God gave other great men and women of old. God is promising you and I. So I realize what God has promised is powerful, but also it's important what you do with that promise. What you do with the promise makes all the difference. What you do with the word that God has given you makes all the difference. You can have all the potential in the world, but you don't do anything with it, you're not going to go anywhere. It's not about just having a promise, it's about having obedience. So this series is talking about what happens when I'm obedient. What happens when I take action on the word? What does that look like when I am faithful to the word that God has given me? You have a promise of God, you have the word of God, but what are you doing with it? You have the potential, you have the capacity to do great things, but what are you doing with that word, with that capacity, with that promise? You have the word, it's time. We have the word, it's time. So what are you going to do about it? What's your footprint? Because it takes faith to put your foot down. In any new area, in any new arena, in any new place, it takes faith to step out and put your foot down. Can I tell you that where Joshua was in that moment, it took faith to take steps, to put his feet on new territory. It took faith. Right. It takes strength and courage to do some new things, to innovate some new things, to step out there where you've never stepped before and put your foot on some stuff that you never put your foot on before. And let me tell you something, if you really understood what God is saying and what God is promising, you'd be dancing all over the devil's stuff, because God has given you a promise that if you put your foot down, if you sink your heels in, I'm going to give it to you. So this is an incredible truth that if I take action on the word that God has given, there is going to be a release of blessing. There is going to be a release of territory. There is going to be a release of open doors as I step forward and put my foot down. But it takes faith to put your foot down in new arenas. But this year is a time to move into position. See, you can't stay in the old position and receive the new blessing. That's the problem a lot of times with Christians. We want to stay in the old position, do the old thing, do the same thing that we did last season, and receive a new blessing. The new blessing is not on the old position. The new blessing is on the new position. You have to learn to step out in faith and put your foot on some different soil. That's why we're talking about House of Joseph. That's why we're talking about doing new things, because I want to put my feet in new soil. I want to do some new things. I want to step out. I want to start some new things. I want to innovate the things that God has called me to innovate. I want to get creative in this season. I want to get creative in this year. I want to put my foot on some new soil that God has called me to be on. Joshua 1:3 said, I promised you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land I have given you. You see, we have to get a different philosophy. We have to give a different theology, a theology that's on the move, a theology that has action, a theology that says faith without works is dead. So I understand this faith drives me to move. This faith drives me to put my foot down in new territory. Can I tell you that when we first got to Pembroke Pines, the devil didn't want us here. And we had to fight for our CO. For 3 years, we had to work at it because the devil didn't want us to put our foot down in new soil. Soil that he was saying, this is mine. But God gave us a different word. God gave us a different word. And God is giving you a different word today. He's saying it's time. But you're going to have to put your foot down if you want to possess that word. It's one thing to be told the word of God. It's another thing to possess it. To possess that word, you're going to have to put your foot down. Putting your foot down takes faith. You have to move. When you put your foot down, that's when you really see the word come alive. To activate the word, you have to step out and put your foot down. You can't be afraid to move. Man, this has been a whole season of fear. Amen? You've seen the enemy move and causing all kinds of fear in the world, even in the church, and people fearful to make the next step. Don't be fearful to make the next step. God is saying it's time to take the next step. It's take the next step in the progression of faith and the journey that God has given you. Don't be afraid to move. Look at somebody and say, don't be afraid to move. Put your foot down. Put your foot down. You have a vision inside of you. You have a God that is promising you and backing you up. You have the Spirit of the Lord that's with you. It's time to move. If you understood this, I'm telling you, you would begin to launch out and to step in and branch out into all kinds of new ways. God is saying there is a special grace on this season. It's time to live your dream. It's time to live on purpose. There is a grace to achieve. There is a grace to possess. There is a grace to take territory. There is a grace when you put your foot down. Because God has given you a promise, you can take that to the bank. I can step out in faith because I trust the word that God has given. I can step out and do some things that I would normally be uncomfortable with, and maybe still I'm a little uncomfortable with, but I have the faith to do it because I have a trust in a God that has given me a word. Listen, this has to be the principle that leads your life. Even when you're uncomfortable, I will do. Even when you're uncomfortable, you must do what you feel God is saying. Why? Because you have to step out and put your... If you're still putting your foot in the same place, there's no new territory. There's no new blessing. Dream big. God has called you to innovate. God has called you to lead. God has called you to have a footprint. God has called you to make an impression. God has called you to be His witness. It's time to put your foot down. God has called you to be His hands and His feet. So your reach needs to exceed your expectations so it can meet His expectations. Your reach must exceed your expectations so it can meet His expectations. You've got to grow beyond the reach of a mere man. You have to grow beyond the reach of a mere woman so that you can be the reach of a loving Heavenly Father, so that you can be the reach of Jesus Christ to the world around you. God wants to expand your reach. He wants to enlarge your territory. He wants to enlarge the borders of your tent. Enlarging your influence. It's time to touch our communities. It's time to touch the world around us. It's time to have a footprint that really matters. God wants His church to stop playing church and be the church. This is what a footprint looks like. This is what a footprint looks like when the church stops playing church and is the church. I'm constantly reminded, and especially over the last couple weeks, man, people do not need cliches. They need change. People do not need you to play games. They need you to be the church. Be the hands and feet of God. Be the witness. Live the vision. Live on purpose. Live the dream. God has called us to have a footprint. So let God's promise prompt you to action. I love this. Let God's promise prompt you to action. Don't just sit still when you hear the word. Go home and ask yourself, what do I need to do with this word? Where do I need to go with this word? How does this word need to affect my life? I hope you're going home on Sunday afternoon and asking God, what do I do with this word? What do you mean it's time? What do you mean have a footprint? God, what do you mean? How do I apply this to my life? Because if you don't apply the word to your life, it's just going to stay the same. It's not going to get any better. In fact, a lot of times it's going to get worse. It's going to go into decline. It's going to go into ruin without the challenge of the Holy Spirit and the challenge of the fresh word that God has given you. Your life will go into decline. And we see so many Christians today spiritually dead. Yes, they've accepted Jesus. Yes, they love the Lord. But is it alive inside of them? Do they have that spark, that fire, that drive, that passion to do something with their life? What is the dream that God gave you that you've put on your shelf? What is the dream that God has given you? What is the purpose that God gave you that at one time in your life kept you up at night? That's the life God wants you to leave. What is your footprint? That's why we do House of Josephs and stuff like that, because we're saying, what's my footprint in this world? What's my footprint in my community? What's my footprint in my family? When I'm gone, what am I remembered by? What's my legacy? What's the footprint that God put me here to make? Let God's promise prompt you to action. Jeremiah 20, verse 9 says, but if I say I'll never mention the Lord or speak His name, His word burns in my heart like a fire. It burns like a fire in my bones. I'm worn out trying to hold it in. God wants us to be to such a place with the vision, with the word that He's given us, that it's like a fire. It's like a fire in your bones that His promise prompts you to action. Jeremiah said, His word is like a fire. I got to do something with this. I got to run somewhere with this. I've got to take action on this. I understand that faith without works is dead. I want to be alive in this season. I'm tired of just sitting on the pew. I want to do something. I'm ready to move. Joshua let the word move him, and then he moved with the word. He let the word move him. Right? They were camped out. They had kind of been in a place, in a rut, 40 years, pretty bad rut, right? He let the word move him. And then he moved with the word. He took the word. We're going to go some places. God wants to go some places with you. God wants to go some places with us as a church family. God wants this word to move you. And then he wants you to move with the word. This is what we see with Joshua. Let the word move you and then move with the word. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Correct. Let the word move you and then move with the word. Like Joshua, we have so much work to fulfill the purposes of God within. So much work to fulfill the vision that God has given us, that God has given you. And he's saying, wake up. It's time. It's time to make a footprint. It's time to make a difference. It's time for the church to have influence. It's time for you to have influence. God has called you to have a footprint. And so we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to delay. God is saying, it's time. There's an urgency behind the call that God is giving. So let's go to work. Look at somebody and say, let's go to work. Look at somebody else and say, let's go to work. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. It's time to have a footprint. Let God's word move you. Let's move. God already knew when he formed you. In your mother's womb, he already knew your identity. He already knew your purpose. He already knew what he would call you to do, what he would ask you to do, the purpose that he had planned for you. God already knew what he would send you to do, and he would send you to take charge. Joshua says, God said to Joshua, every place you put your foot, I'm going to give you possession over it. So this is important. Every place that you put your foot, God is going to call you to put your foot in some different areas in this year. Wherever you put your foot, I'm going to give you. God is saying, I want you to step into the situation and take charge. Step into the circumstance and take charge. Whatever situation you find yourself, enter in with confidence. Don't come in with your head low, because the true understanding of humility is being who God called you to be. Not thinking of yourself too high, but also don't think of yourself too low. When you walk in, God has said, I have given you to possess. So walk in with confidence. Walk in with an understanding of the word. It's time to have a footprint. So when I walk in, it doesn't matter how many people or who is around me. I walk in with confidence because I know if God allowed me to be there, he allowed me to take charge and have a voice and have confidence. Every place you put your foot, I'm going to give you. There's something in every place that God sends you that they need to hear your voice. They need to listen to your authority, the God-given authority inside of you. So when I find myself in any situation, I walk in with confidence. Not arrogance, but I walk in with confidence. I know who God has called me to be. I know what God has called me to do. I know the word of the Lord over my life is that it's time. So if I'm rubbing shoulders with millionaires, if I'm rubbing shoulders with billionaires, it's for a reason, because it's time to live on purpose. It's time for the big things of God. It's time to do what God has given you in your heart that you've been sitting on. God is saying, that's your footprint. That's your footprint. That's what you need to wake up. Enter like you believe that you're somebody because you are somebody. God has called you a somebody. God doesn't call nobodies. God doesn't create nobodies. God called you somebody. We are now his kings and priests. When we walk in to be an authority in whatever situation God calls us to be in. Every place you put your foot, I'm going to give you possession of. So I don't doubt myself because God doesn't doubt me. I don't second guess myself because God doesn't second guess me. Don't tiptoe into the room when God has called you to step and take charge and put your foot down and call that your soil. God has called you, God has sent you, and God will be with you, and God will go before you. So what is there to fear? It doesn't matter if I'm not the smartest person in the room. Guess what? God called me to put my foot down. I have the wisdom that I need to do the things that God has called me to do. I don't have to be the richest person in the room. God has given me the vision, and God has given me a foot to put down in certain territory. I don't have to know it all. I don't have to have it all. I don't have to have all the answers. But if God has called me, God has called me to hold my head high and walk in with authority. When Abraham started to follow the word, he didn't have much. When Jacob began to follow the Lord, he didn't have anything. It said he had a walking stick and the clothes on his back. But when he left his uncle's house, he was a wealthy man. God knows exactly what you need to achieve the dream that he's placed in your heart. God has already given you everything you need to do this step. You might not have what you need to do 5 steps from here, but you have to take the next step and put your foot down and take possession. See, we talk ourselves out of purpose because we say, well, I don't have what it takes to be 5 steps down. God didn't call you to do 5 steps. God called you to do 1 step today. God called you to do 1 step in this season. Just do 1 step. And when you do the 1 step, then you can worry about the 2nd step. God is saying, take a step of faith and watch how I meet you there. Take a step of faith and watch how I meet you there, because I've called you. When you look back and you've put your foot and you've taken possession, you look back and see your footprint. That is my footprint, the land that I have taken. Souls that you've taken back from the enemy, brought into the kingdom of light. What is your footprint? What is your footprint? I hope this keeps you up at night. What is my footprint? I hope this whole month you're asking God, you're meditating on this, you're praying on this. God, what is my footprint? What is the legacy of faith that you want me to leave on behalf of your kingdom? What's my footprint? Joshua 1:1-2. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant. Could I have just a little bit of water? The Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Thank you. And he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I want to tell you, there's a closing of a chapter right now. God literally said this to Moses, said this to Joshua. He said, listen, Moses is dead. The last thing that I was doing, that chapter is closed. Now it's a new chapter. It's a new chapter. Look at somebody saying it's a new chapter. We can't keep on trying to live in the old chapter. You can't just keep on trying to do things the old way. Because there's a closing of a chapter right now. Just confess it right now. The old is gone. The old is gone. The old is gone. The old is gone. God said, look, I'm going to start this whole new season with you by letting you know the old season is gone. This is the beginning of the book of Joshua, by the way. He said, Moses is dead. Okay, we need to be clear on that. That old chapter is closed. That old season is done. That old, when we second-guessed ourselves, when we had confusion in the ranks, when we couldn't cross over into the promised land because we doubted or we didn't have faith or we were afraid, that's done. We're not doing that anymore. We did that in previous seasons. We second-guessed ourselves at other times. Not now. It's a time of action. It's time. It's time to have a footprint. It's time to do the things that God actually said to do. And not sit on them and go around in ruts and go in the wilderness looking around because we didn't take action. The old is gone. Say it one more time. The old is gone. Don't go rummaging through the past because God's not there. Don't go digging in the trash. Don't go digging in the old. God's done. It was great. It was beautiful while it was happening, but that's not happening anymore. Don't go dumpster diving, right? If it's old, if it's been discarded, if it's... And I can celebrate all the great things that God has done in the past, but I'm not going digging in the past looking for a new miracle. No. God's miracles, God's blessings, God's hand is not in the old. Not in the old wine. It's in the new wine. There's something fresh. Fresh wind. Fresh fire. Fresh innovation. Fresh faith. Fresh challenge. Fresh word. Fresh ideas. Don't go rummaging through the past. Don't keep looking back expecting something great to come from the past. The past is behind you. The past is behind us. There's no revelation in the past. The revelation is in the now. Lot's wife looked back and she got stuck. When you look back, you get stuck. It immobilizes you when you keep looking back. See, some people, they keep on looking back at their hurt, at their victories, at their triumphs, at their nostalgia. I don't care what you're looking back at. Stop doing it. God says, stop looking back. The blessing is not in the past. The blessing is in the now. It's time to discover, to unearth new blessings, new miracles. It's time to innovate. It's time to ask, what's my footprint? Don't keep looking back or it will stifle your momentum. There is no miracle coming out of the past. The miracle is coming out of the now. The miracle is coming out of obedience. The miracle is coming out of faith, of taking action. The miracle is knowing how to have a footprint. So God has made each and every one of us unique. Say that word with me. Unique. No two footprints are the same. Just like no two fingerprints are the same. No two footprints are the same. So I can't just say, oh, well, I'm going to do something. It's kind of be like that person. No, you got to seek God for yourself. You got to hear what God is saying to you. There's no cookie cutter thing. God is saying, what is your footprint? I want to tell you what it is. But Psalm 139, 14 says, I praise the Lord because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. New Living Translation says, thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. Your footprint is unique. See, when we do things like House of Joseph, it's not saying you got to do it this way. You got to do it. Man, look at all the different ways that God could use you. Look at the buffet line of all the different options that God could use to empower you. Your footprint is God ordained. Your footprint will look like you, like God created you to look. There's no one else that can do what you can do. Oh man, that if that doesn't make there some urgency. It doesn't matter how many people are in this room. It doesn't matter how many people are listening online right now. There is nobody else that can do what God has called you to do. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't try to imitate someone else's footprint. You don't need to be someone else. You don't need to copy someone else. You are an original. God made you an original. When I look around this room and I see the vision, I see the potential, I see the footprints God wants us to make. Will you respond to His word?
Yes.
Will you respond and make the footprint God has called you to make? Because it's your time. It's not going to be any other time that's better than right now. God is saying, it's time. All bets are off. No more delay. No more excuses. It's time to have a footprint. Let's pray together. God, I thank you for your word that always challenges us. And God wakes us up to the reality of you and what you're doing. God, it's so real. Your love for us, your design for us, your care for us. God, and you want to touch us and move us and use us in such a special and unique way. God, you didn't create losers. You created winners. We are designed to win. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. When we came into Jesus, we came into this incredible heritage of winning. Winning. So as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus today. I just have to make sure, because if you feel like you've drifted off or you that relationship has never been real, you've been around things of God, you've been around people that have known God, maybe you've even come to church, but it hasn't been real to you. God wants to make himself known to you, real to you. And if you've drifted away, he wants to reconnect with you. So if that's you, I want you to slip up your hand. Let me pray for you. If that's you on the chat, you can just put a one and we'll pray with you too. Amen. Amen. I see those hands. If that's you, slip up your hand. I'm praying with you right where you are. Amen. 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 If you lifted up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with us. If you're online, you can pray this prayer with us. Hey, Jesus, thank you for your love for me. How you died on the cross for me. Because you have a plan for me. A plan to prosper me. For me not to be harmed. To give me hope. To give me a future. God, I'm sorry for all my sins, all my shortcomings, all my failures. Jesus, forgive me. Give me a fresh start. I want to do it your way. I want to live like you. Jesus, help me do that. Put some people around me that will help me do that. I want a life of robust faith in you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on and give God the praise today. I want to tell you, God's word is true, and God is saying to you today, it's time. Look at somebody and say, it's time.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.